Hello, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting with Jay and James from France Camp, who just got done playing some songs live in our studio here at Studio K. They've got a show coming up this next Monday. They're playing with Frog Leg Trio, Dream of the Wild, and themselves, obviously. That's at 7th Street. First of all, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Before we get started, I want to say that you guys had one of the most energetic and entertaining to watch in studios that I've ever seen. And it was amazing to view from the booth. So if you're listening out there, make sure you check out the online music video that we'll put out for you guys. But enough flattery. Let's get down to business. Oh, yeah. So where are you from? Where are you from? And what is it known for?
We're from Minneapolis, the cold city. It's known for the cold, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. We can all agree on that.
You tell me.
We can all agree.
Is everybody in the band from Minneapolis?
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Greater Minnesota. Kyle, where were you born?
I was born in Bloomington.
Bloomington. So we got somebody from Bloomington in the band.
Even, wow, that's crazy far away.
Yeah.
All right, so what was the first show that either of you saw, and what was it known for?
The first show I saw was, you remember the band Garbage?
No, I don't.
It was
that's Courtney Love, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, that's
no. So I'm going to sing it. Can I sing it or will it should come at me?
I think you can. You can give us a little taste.
I'm only happy when it rains.
That didn't.
I don't even think that's not.
I'll
even
have to look it up.
You know, it's good stuff. It's not Garbage.
What I love about asking this question is you just find out so many new artists, and a lot more often than not, the first. You know, because everybody always remembers their first show. So where were you? How old were you when you saw them?
It was I was really young. I don't know. Maybe my mom took. I was probably six. But also now I'm just. I don't know why I went for Garbage because. Semisonic. It was also it was like a massive radio show.
Sure.
And Semisonic played, and they played Closing Time, of course.
That's awesome.
Did they close the set with Closing Time?
I don't even think they did that, so that's kind of weird. I think they played it first.
Is their opener? I feel like that would be quite the predicament. Yeah. James, what was your first show? And I would like to know both the band and the venue, please.
Well, my first show was the Vans Warped Tour. It was Harriet Island in St. Paul, and I remembered I was super stoked to see NoFX and Bad Religion. It rained. It started raining. Oh. And I remember on the ticket stub, it said rain or shine. And they were like, well, I don't know if we're going to play and everything. And it turns out I ended up actually getting hives. I had a hive outbreak while I was there. I was there all day. Yeah,
really?
It was so bad. And by the time we left, because it was raining, and they were like, we're not going to play. So we left.
It was raining, and you got hives.
And I had hives. And it was so bad. I could watch it spread on my arm. So by the time I got to the hospital, it's like my whole arm was covered in hive. And you know those comically oversized syringes, they're real. And they gave me a shot in the butt because
it
had to be in the butt. So it's like,
it
had to be in the butt. They're like, it's got to be in the butt.
That's one of those things where you're like, really, doc?
Also keep in mind butt muscle.
I guess.
Muscle. Yeah.
It's the glute.
How old were you when you had this traumatic experience, I guess?
Old enough to feel ripped off.
That's a great answer.
Probably, I don't know. 15 or 16.
Okay,
so that was my first show experience.
Wow. I could imagine you'll never forget that one. Speaking of not forgetting your first show experience, so being that you guys are all from Minnesota, I'd love to know who you guys think is the most iconic Minnesota musician or band.
Okay, I would like to say I think the Monks. And now it's maybe that's a little controversial because Gary Berger, the main kind of person behind the Monks, ended up living in Minnesota and was actually a mayor of one of the small towns, I think, in kind of western Minnesota. But the Monks were this crazy, crazy band they're all Americans in Germany where they were stationed for the army. And they all shaved the top of their heads and dressed like friars, and they played music that was punk rock, in the early 60s, before punk rock.
Really?
If you go back and you listen to them, you know, if it happens to be on and everything, I mean, it's definitely something that punk rock kind of emulated about 10 years later.
Yeah, I mean, talk about we love our punk rock and our rock in Minneapolis. That they must have been some originals, some people that like kind of started it here or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, very so cool.
So I don't know if that's technically from Minnesota, but I know Gary ended up living here and everything.
Was super... Jay, first most iconic Minnesota musician or band?
I mean, I think Prince probably. Mm-hmm. Right? That's gotta do it.
Yeah. We can leave it at that. I mean, definitely there isn't a day go by that I don't think anybody in Minnesota feels that.
Maybe
day,
I mean Bobby Dylan. Bob.
Speaking of Bob that's interesting you brought up the Monks in regards to Bob Dylan. A lot of people think that you know they jump to Bob Dylan first, but then they say no and they kind of redact it in exchange for Prince because they see Bob Dylan kind of making it more in New York. Just kind of how the Monks they started in Germany and then kind of moved here. So that's, I wonder if there's a radio show in Germany where they're like, well, we would say the Monks, but they moved to Minnesota, you know, so.
You have to go with this craft
at this exact moment. Yeah. Like, saying the same thing.
That's awesome. All right. So next we have a question from our listeners, and this person apparently saw you guys perform at the Undercurrent at the Triple Rock, and they wanted to know if the tattoo that's you got on your ankle. I hear. Could you tell us a little bit about the tattoo?
So he owns a tattoo gun, and I was bring it.
And who is he?
The beautiful piano player,
Dylan. Gotcha. Dylan, our drummer.
The drummer in your band,
Dylan,
Camp,
beautiful drummer Rosen.
He has a tattoo gun, and I was like, bring it to the show. And I said it just like bring it to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and yeah, I wanted to. So I always remember the Triple Rock.
Yeah,
and I thought it was cool.
So it says Thank.
So like.
Well, right now it says Hank.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It looks
I need to
like
touch
it says
up.
Polly to me from this angle. To be honest with you, yeah, I see a
I think
Y.
You need a new angle.
Ooh, yep. I see it. For those of you listening right now, I did get a new angle and I can read it. But just barely though. So set the scene for me a bit. You're playing, you know, you have a tattoo gun somewhere around you and like was it already plugged in with ink ready to go? Like, do you know where you, like, what was your plan going into this?
Okay, the tattoo gun was plugged in ready to go. Mm-hmm. I had the ink in... like right by my pedal board.
Okay.
And we have like one of our last songs, we kind of like get really experimental. It's different every time. And like, it's like there's like a 5 minute gap in between where I'm like, no, I want to do something, you know, like
sure.
Besides playing guitar. So usually it's So I tattooed instead of playing guitar. And then, Gravy from Undercurrent he played guitar while I tattooed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and he ripped.
Talk about a permanent onstage antic, right? Oh my goodness. So let's go back to the question. Did it hurt? They want to know if it hurt or not. Yes, I assume. Not for the love of rock. No, I guess, you know.
See, like, I feel like tattoos feel good. They touch the soul while you're, and just that specific tattoo in that spot didn't really hurt.
No.
It actually felt good.
It helps that this one has such a reason for it as well, you know, like R.I.P. Triple Rock, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Thank forever.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about France Camp. So I'd love to know how you guys' band started playing together. So, earlier on, when you guys were doing the live show, our interviewer Emily, she mentioned that you guys are recording some new material up in the Smart coming soon. The last thing you guys released was in 2015, right? But if you look, your history goes back even farther than that to like 2011. So how did it all begin? Was it just UJ that started it off? Or?
It was me, him, and my girlfriend at the time. We were making music together. And
actually started playing drums.
Yeah, he
you
started
did?
Off as
yeah.
drums.
Really?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like gradually became more of a serious, but I was like doing Nice Purse at that point too, and Howler. And then it was just like, I got a lot of momentum and I was like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Much, a lot. Sure.
So you mentioned that there was a female singer in the early stages. Has lineup change been something that you've been dealing with a lot over the past three albums or EPs, or has it been has it stuck? Have you guys had the same lineup for a while now?
We've had the same lineup for a while. We've talked about.
I think in terms of recording, it's almost. I mean, Dylan, did you record on? The first EP?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so the lineup's been what it is right now through all of our major recordings.
I mean, there's that EP on Bandcamp.
Yeah, and we never officially released, and like the one that's from 2011 was just like bedroom recordings. It wasn't like off of like a label or anything, but so like our first release, we've kind of stuck to that lineup and that sound.
Gotcha.
Which... doesn't.
And the rest has been history, right? Yeah. And now upcoming, we're gonna we've been hearing that you're gonna record some new music. Can you talk a little bit about that? Where are you guys gonna record it? And do you have a name for the new release?
I don't think we've got a name.
Usually, I think that kind of tends to come towards the end after recording. After this kind of like a little bit of a body and a little bit of a soul behind. You know what the sound's going to be.
Sure.
As for recording, we're going to be doing it with our
good bud Neil Weir.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, very excited.
A local around Radio K as well. Very cool. Yeah. And I noticed that when you guys filling out paperwork, you didn't have a name set for a song. Was that a new song?
That was a new song.
A brand new song. Yeah. That was song three.
Song three, right?
So if you're listening right now, you can go to the radiok.org website and you can go in our in-studio section. You can click on France Camp in about a week or two. They'll have the songs there. Definitely check out that new one if you want some new France Camp, if you need your France Camp fix. Last question. What's the one thing that you guys are looking forward to most in the band's future?
Touring for that record will be... Touring's the funnest part of being in a band.
Yeah.
Maybe West Coast or something, really. We've done Florida before, which was awesome.
Sure, yeah.
Just Florida.
No, we did a few like places around too in the mid.
Cool. I mean, that was great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida's got a lot of really beautiful state parks with natural springs. So it's...
That'd be amazing to play a show in Florida. That'd be awesome, yeah.
We went to like the whole time we were there, we went to like national parks, and we swam in this. They'd be like, oh, you guys should come around summer. We literally have manatees just swimming, or people can swim with the manatees.
That's ridiculous.
And it's just like crystal clear water.
That, you know, makes the Minnesota questions in here seem like, gosh, I don't even know.
That was such a trip.
Yeah, I went to Minnesota and looked at their snow.
Right, like, though? Snow manatees.
I made a snow manatee.
So you guys are looking for, hopefully you guys get to go tour in a place that you haven't before, and you haven't been West Coast.
We haven't been West. We haven't been out of the U.S.
That would be very exciting.
Yeah,
we want that to change.
Ideally we would go to France, set up camp.
Or Canada. Yeah. Some of the more French parts of Canada.
Quebec.
Do any of you guys speak French?
No.
No?
Not a chance.
Last week we had Stoliette. He came in, and the lead singer of that band spoke Russian. It was very crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, you guys got to step up your game. You know, you got to sing all your songs in French. very cool. Do you guys have any last-minute shout-outs? Anything you want to touch on before we get out of here?
I'd like to give a shout out to my dad, my pops. He's in the hospital right now, but he's on the up and ups. I don't know if he's listening right now, but I think he said he's going to listen, or my family's going to try to bring radio or something. But anyways, love you, Dad. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Sticking to it.
Yeah. Get better.
Yeah.
I'll give a shout out to his dad too.
Yeah. I think on behalf of Radio K, get better.
You know, appreciate that.
Yeah. Support local music, all that jazz. Very, very cool. All right. Well, you just heard from France Camp live in our studio right here at Radio K. You can check them out online or in real life this Monday at the 7th Street Entry. They'll be playing with Frogleg Trio and Dream of the Wild. But for now, let's get back to our music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.
We love you.